Pass.
7:10, and we are back here after we've gotten a national news update. Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett here on this Wednesday morning. It is March the 4th, and we have spent some time this morning talking about the devastating tornadoes that ripped through Middle Tennessee. Really, our area comes through unscathed. But there's just so much devastation from Nashville, Davidson County, Wilson County, on up into the Cumberland Plateau and the Cookeville area. And Dalton, we're seeing a lot of coming together really across the country. There are churches all over the country really piping in resources and helping folks.
I saw one specifically in Houston, Texas, Hope City Church. I follow their pastor. I really like him. They've started a relief fund where they're taking up money currently that's all going into to Nashville to help with the devastation from the tornado. So, yeah, I mean, it's all over the country. People are banding together to help us out.
John, I guess we kind of know what happens, you know, in those situations when tornadoes devastate in Rutherford County. Of course, had the Good Friday tornadoes, the ones that really affected personally here at the radio station last year. Or year and a half ago now, but you know, when you see it, it's just surreal, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, the best thing that you can do, I think, is what Dalton said, is get money. You know, give them money. You know, water bottles are great, you know, and food supplies, but really I think the best thing you could do for them is to give some kind of monetary gift.
Yeah, if you can help, help out that way if you can. We're going to continue to follow this story, Tennessee Radio Network, throughout the day. Of course, CBS will continue coverage, and so will we here on the Wake Up Crew. More when we come back in a moment. Let's check our weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see partly sunny skies for today with a high around 64. Tonight is mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a low around 42. Scattered showers again tomorrow with a high near 58. Tomorrow night, low around 38 with mostly clear skies. Sunny skies return on Friday with a high near 51. Clear skies Friday night with a low around 29. Sunny skies again on Saturday, high near 57. And looking ahead to Sunday, sunshine continues with a high near 64. Currently, it's 45.
WGNS.
Listen to us anywhere. News Radio WGNS is Rutherford County's place to talk. 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Good morning. Traffic has picked up quite a bit in the last few minutes out here on 24, especially out by Elmaville Road. 840's got quite a bit of traffic now headed over towards Franklin, Williamson County. We've seen some THP units up and down the interstate there. Sections of I-24 coming out of Coffee County there into Rutherford County. Make sure you slow it down. Nash Painting, serving families and businesses throughout Middle Tennessee. Call Nash Painting at 615-85-PAINT. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on
a nagging hip, neck pain, back or shoulder tension.
It's better to see a physical therapist to solve the problem early before it becomes a full-blown problem for the person.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wayne Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Well, that would be the Chicken Finger Basket today here at Toots, the world-famous Chicken Finger Basket, just $4.99. After lunch today, when you dine in, after 3, just $6.99 for the Chicken Finger Basket at Toots.
Good food and fun.
In Murfreesboro, on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
About 14 and a half minutes or so after 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, everybody. I want to remind you to call or text in those birthdays, 615-893-1450. Call or text. Here about, you got 25, 30 minutes or so. That way we have time to compile the list and get it ready to air this morning. So give us a shout here and join us on the Birthday Club. You could win a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe.
Demetria and Kelsey Bond are today's good neighbors of the day. They've been neighbors for 5 years now, and they're always willing to lend a helping hand to the person who nominated them. So they're going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts.
So Gen X, Baby Boomer, and
Generation Z.
Gen Z.
And it almost makes it sound like I'm the youngest of the group, but it's not. I'm a baby boomer. I was in a great period of American history, 46 to 64.
That is true. Now, the greatest generation is 1910 to 1924.
Why is
that's
that?
What they're just called, the greatest generation. Yeah. That's their, yeah. And then if you are 7 years old or younger, you are Generation Alpha. That'll go to 2025.
Okay.
And you are what again?
I'm Generation Z, or I generation.
Well, that's funny. You're a Generation X, and he's Generation Z.
Is there a Y?
Yes. Y is Millennials. Generation Y.
Of course.
Generation, they all have nicknames too. Millennials is the nickname for Generation Y.
So what's the nickname for Gen Z?
Gen Z would be, that's mine, the I generation.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You would be the baby bust.
Bust?
That's what it says.
You're a baby boomer, I'm a baby buster.
Yeah.
And Dalton is the I generation.
Also known as Zoomers.
Well, us baby boomers, you know, we wanted you to have more than what we had.
And so you spoiled them all. And
yeah, that's exactly what happened. I think so. Yeah. Look at him.
Right. Shall we open up for some dialogue here?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
And now it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Deacon.
Random Questions. This is Random Questions show number 272. No, just kidding.
Probably.
We'll do it once a week for 2 years.
It's episode 50.
Maybe not that many, but
60-something, yeah. Yeah.
It's the longest-running show other than the dad joke.
That's true. Because yeah. The dad joke's been a staple since the very beginning.
Yeah. Don't know how, but it is. All right. Okay, here we go. First question. Do you think you have the capacity to learn how to fly a plane?
Yes.
Capacity, yes. Patience, no.
Desire, no.
Fear, is it?
I'm not getting up there.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind learning, taking those classes and stuff.
Yeah, I can see you doing that.
That'd be pretty cool. But I just don't know that I have the patience to learn all the little knobs and sort of thing.
Yeah, if they got you in the air, they'd close all the airports.
That's true.
What was the hardest change in your life you ever had to go through?
Wow, that's a personal question.
Well, I can go on. I don't have to answer it if you don't feel comfortable.
Well, no, I don't mind. I guess his may be, I don't know what his will be. Mine is about a year, I guess about 2 years ago, we had to, my mom has a disability. We had to move her into a nursing facility. So that was tough. Yeah, that was a tough adjustment.
Yeah, yeah.
So that'll probably be mine.
Yeah, I would say that coupled with my dad passed away, I guess about a year and a half or so before that, and just a lot of change in there. So.
Gee, guys, I'm sorry.
Kind of a downer.
All at once.
Sorry. I didn't know that you'd actually go that way, but you did. Okay. Is there anything you wished would come back into fashion?
Mustaches.
Oh, not beards, just mustaches.
No, I want them, and I'm going to have one. I want a big grizzly, like Henry Cavill in Mission Impossible. I will have one day.
So you want just the mustache?
Just the mustache. Okay. Mustache and some stubble.
Okay.
The mullet? Leisure suit.
Mullets?
I knew you were going to say that. I don't think I could do
Why
a mullet.
Why would you want leisure suits to come back?
I don't know. I can't do the mullet thing. I don't think it's
leisure suits. Leisure suits for my generation.
Yeah.
In fact, my yearbook looks different than any of y'all's yearbooks. Y'all's yearbooks will look similar, not mine. Mm. Everybody looked like Elvis. All right. If given your own show in Las Vegas, what would you do?
I don't know. Maybe.
Definitely not sing.
Definitely not. Or dance or.
Maybe a comedy routine for me.
Okay. Well,
just tell his dad jokes of the day.
Yeah.
Dad jokes.
How do you prefer your potatoes? Baked, mashed, fries, fried, scallop? How do you like them? You know, like fries or mashed potatoes, baked?
I really
riveting
like
stuff here.
The Rick's stuffed baked potato, loaded baked potato from Rick's Barbecue. That's what I'm going with.
I thought you would say twice baked. French fries. I really love French fries.
If they're cooked properly.
Yes.
And folks, that's a look at Random Questions.
Good stuff. Makes me hungry. You're thinking about it. Back in a moment, 7:22 now. This is a paid legal ad.
Big truck injury cases are more complicated than traditional car accident cases. Big trucks have to follow specific federal regulations, and our law firm knows that law. To aid our clients, we also work with experts in the fields of accident reconstruction and the evaluation of damages. If you or a family member has been involved in a trucking accident, you need a lawyer who focuses on representing people injured in trucking accidents. You need the law offices of John Day. 615-867-9900.
Huge winter gear blowout sale going on now at French's Shoes and Boots. Unbeatable savings like 50% off all Carhartt long sleeve and sweatshirts and 30% off the entire stock of Carhartt outerwear, including insulated boots. That's 30% off French's everyday low prices on new jackets, vests, and more. Hurry to French's because these deals won't last.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
On South Church Street between Middle Tennessee Boulevard and I-24.
Habitat for Humanity needs your help to end substandard housing here in Rutherford County.
You're needed at Habitat for Humanity.
We need volunteers at the Habitat Restore.
Remember to shop, donate, and volunteer.
And we also take donations of gently used furniture, appliances, light fixtures, and more.
We'll even pick it up.
Just call us today at 615-849-5994, and that's the Habitat Restore.
850 Mercury Boulevard, Murfreesboro.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. I've had a hearing problem for some time, and I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
He communicates with you very well. He listens to what you say and what you say your problem is.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. Couldn't live without him.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It is actually now 7:22. Mentioned a couple of minutes ago, it was 7:22 already.
People realize you've been, doing basketball all night long and driving to Lawrenceburg and back.
I'm pretty sure I don't know where I'm even.
Yeah,
at
he's
right
done
now.
This whole show with his eyes closed. It's really pretty amazing.
Well, that's daily.
He's been sitting like this with his face leaned up against the microphone and his eyes closed for the whole show, and nobody even knows.
No, well, we do. We can tell. Yeah. It's not quite the same quality, high quality that we expect from him.
Each and every day. Thanks.
You know, it's been a while since we've done, and we won't.
In other words, you've been terrible today.
No, I appreciate it.
You remember how we used to, when this show started, we would do, like, Brianisms, and we would talk about the things that he does that are funny and quirky. I've got one, but I don't know if I should do it.
Oh, let's do it. Let's go ahead.
Because we do have another. We'll be back to talk here this morning at 7:35.
Look at the look on his face.
Yeah.
Before you start this, are you sure?
This one's just so funny.
Uh-huh. He is about to laugh out of his chair there.
This happened.
Ha, ha.
I think it was Saturday. You guys were at the game, and I was doing the MTSU game, and one of our other producers was doing the y'all's game on the stream.
Mm-hmm.
And the Comrex, the way y'all remote into the station, disconnected. Well, we shot him a message over the computer and a text message.
Bad ideas.
That said, we can't hear you. Well, didn't get a response. So my thought was, okay, well, I need to call him. That way he knows that it's disconnected. And so I call him and it rings.
You didn't. You really did? Okay.
Well, I had to because there was no way to know that he knew the information. And I was dreading it.
And I
tried to avoid it.
Yeah. That's option number one, by the way, is to call because
Of this happened over the span of like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I was there.
Yeah.
I remember it.
He answers the phone, and here's how the conversation went down. I don't say a word.
I wish you'd recorded it.
I wish I had too. Yeah. Not a word came out of my mouth. And I know. I got it. We're reconnecting now. And then he hung up. And so that happens while I'm standing in the room with the other producer. And so I have the phone up to my ear, and he hangs up, and I said, all right, yeah, that sounds good. He's not on the line anymore. Yeah, that sounds good. And then I hang
covering.
Up. And then I said, I told the other producer, I said, yeah, he's gonna reconnect. He's working on it.
But didn't you call twice, if I recall?
No, just once.
Okay, because I heard him say it. I'm going as fast as I can. I can do it. I mean, I heard that like over and over mumbling. Was that that didn't happen? He only called.
Well, that
once?
Was because the router was down. We were having technical issues.
I have to admit, a chill goes down my spine every time there's a mechanical issue.
Why do you think I tried to message him before I called him? You know, like
it's kind of like the time I was at the coach's show and I was doing an interview with Steve Carson. I'll never forget it. And I look up and I realize that none of it's recorded. So I march over there while he's interviewing and I go, I didn't get Carson, you know, kind of like that. And then the look. Had the look?
Yeah, no, I've grown up with that look.
And he goes, kind of gives you that, well, I can't deal with it right now. I'm on the air, you know, that kind of thing. So I called Steve Carson back before Brian got on and actually recorded it while he was driving back to Eagleville. But saved me that day.
The thing I've kind of started to realize is when you get the look or whenever stuff like that happens, don't take it personal. He's upset at the situation, not necessarily at you. So when he's yelling at me over the phone, I was able to just, yeah, no, that's so okay, sounds good. Thanks. Bye. You know.
A chill goes down my spine.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I can't get over it. I mean, I just can't.
I mean, like this segment, by the way.
I mean, it's just horrifying. I mean, it's just literally horrifying.
The segment is horrifying, yes.
No, the situations that we get ourselves in. But, you know, overall, he's gotten better. He's a pretty nice guy.
I think stuff like that has actually gotten better. Oh, since he's lost all the weight and he's had all that stress lifted off of him, he's been a happier man.
What stress lifted? That's what I want to know.
He's been a happier man.
If you say so. Yeah. Whatever.
Well, until the Comrex.
You're gonna ride with him tonight? Let's see. But, I guess so. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
To understand that situation, I'm doing play-by-play, and so I'm not paying attention to my phone or the instant message on chat, which, by the way, takes a computer and internet to work, so I didn't get that message. And by the time I realized it, we took a break, and there was no break. So then I looked to see if we were connected, and we weren't. So I just figured that out, and then I get the phone call. And so I couldn't get to my phone. I had to answer on my watch. The crowd is screaming. And so...
Can you do an impression of what you said and how you said it?
No, I will not. But I just...
Brought a chill down my bone.
Wanted to make sure that you heard, number one, because I was trying to connect and speak to you through my watch. So that's just kind of how that went.
Okay. Well, if you say so.
I just thought it was funny. Yeah. I figured people would...
This has been a great segment. 728 now.
Hey, it's Scott Walker. Gentlemen, if you've been feeling tired and grumpy, it could be low T or something else like sleep apnea. Millions of men suffer from undiagnosed sleep apnea, and that's why Low T Center, a leader in men's healthcare, provides an easy and convenient at-home sleep test shipped to your home in only 2 days and receive a CPAP device in as little as 4 days. At Low T Center, they make it quick and easy to take care of your health. Most health insurance is accepted. So to order your home sleep test today, go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
One day they're playing grown up, the next day they are one. And as time goes by, the cost of college continues to rise. You know that college is important, but that expense may seem out of reach. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Let's work together on strategies to help you tackle growing college expenses. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Making decisions are hard. Having an opportunity to try things out first makes them a lot easier. This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come try out our Village experience. Some of the reasons you would want to come to the Villages would be to never have to wait for a table at a restaurant, bingo, Bible study, movies, musicians. Fun every day here at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail, just off the battlefield grounds and close to the hospital.
I had 5 drunk driving charges in the last 6 years of my drinking, and I drank for over 55 years. My probation officer threatened me with a year in jail. So the next day I went to my first AA meeting. I had tried many times in my life to quit drinking, but always went back to even heavier drinking. For me, the AA program has been the easier, softer way to stop drinking. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back in. A Wednesday morning, hump day. It is the 4th of March, the day after elections. We're going to get some election news coming up.
Yeah, and it's time to call. Oh, it's Johnny Cash. It's time to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. Birthdays or anniversaries, call or text us. You might receive a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe.
Demetria and Kelsey Bond are today's good neighbors of the day. They've been neighbors for 5 years now and are always willing to lend a helping hand. So they're going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
We do have an election update plus the latest news, traffic, and weather coming up, brought to you by French's.
French's Shoes and Boots.
Where they've got a big winter gear blowout going on now. Unbeatable savings like 50% off all Carhartt long sleeve and sweatshirts at French's Shoes and Boots. South Church Street between Middle Tennessee Boulevard and I-24. Get on in and visit with our friends at French's.
Good morning, guys. We'll see partly sunny skies for today with a high around 64. Tonight is mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a low around 42. Scattered showers again tomorrow with a high near 58. Tomorrow night, low around 38 with mostly clear skies. Sunny skies return on Friday with a high near 51. Clear skies Friday night with a low around 29. Sunny skies again on Saturday, high near 57. And looking ahead to Sunday, sunshine continues with a high near 64. Currently, it's 45.
Good morning. Traffic's picked up quite a bit now here on 24 and through the Hickory Hollow area as you continue towards Nashville. Coming through Rutherford County, Coffee County right now, down I-24 westbound. Watch your speed this morning. Hey, the Nash Painting, serving families and businesses throughout Middle Tennessee. Call Nash Painting today at 615-85-PAINT. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Here is Super Tuesday in Rutherford County by the numbers. 22.56 registered voters per voting center on Election Day. 25,281 persons voted. 14,126 of those took advantage of early voting. That means the early and Election Day totals were 39,407 people of 174,647 registered voters. In the state, Joe Biden is the winner of the Tennessee Democratic presidential primary. The former VP won with nearly 42% of the vote. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders finished second with 25%. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg had 16%. President Trump easily won on the Republican side with just over 96% of the votes. Most of the devastation and death from Tennessee's tornadoes is in Putnam County. At least 18 people were killed and 90 others injured in Putnam County due to Tuesday morning's severe weather. Nearly 40 others are still unaccounted for. Authorities say they don't believe all of those who are dead, injured, or even missing. It's just right now, they can't find them. A special run and walk 5K on Saturday, April 18th, will raise money for the Tree of Life Animal Sanctuary as they strive to build their new rescue center in Murfreesboro. The event will be at the newly opened Hop Springs on John Bragg Highway. Tree of Life Animal Sanctuary is a not-for-profit, all-breed dog rescue and welfare. Money raised at the upcoming events will go toward clearing their land and building the new facility in Murfreesboro. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com. And when news breaks, we tweet it. Just follow us at WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com. On the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
WGNS.
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
A woman's son dropped her off at the judicial building for jury duty. She did not realize that for security purposes, you can't take your purse in. Murfreesboro Police Sergeant Tim Higgins offered to keep the purse and gave her phone number to call when she was ready to leave. Sergeant Higgins made a difference for that woman. And when she phoned him to get the purse, the police officer learned that she was about to walk home. He then drove her to her house. Thank you to Murfreesboro Police Sergeant Tim Higgins.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, Let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the emergency responder of the week.
The Blue Raider Fan Source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. T-shirts, caps, sweats in all sizes, designs, colors, children's to plus sizes. Raider Tees has decals and license plates to show everyone your favorite team. Plus, check out their wide selection of Blue Raider art, jewelry, even golf tee markers. Show your Blue Raider pride with the largest selection of Blue Raider merchandise anywhere by shopping Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road, just before the bridge over Broad behind Chewy's.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on this Wednesday morning, it is March the 4th. It is Hump Day.
Hump Day!
Woo-hoo! Indeedly-do. Welcome back in here. 7:36, just about it here on the Wake Up Crew here this morning. I hope we don't have another segment like we did a few minutes ago. That's not up your sleeve, I hope. If not, I'm...
Inside Brian Barrett.
No, now we're going to
or
inside...
In other words, like, Inside Brian Barrett, or otherwise known as American Horror Story.
Okay. You know Macaulay Culkin's going to be in the new
season?
Yeah,
that's what you told me, yeah.
It's pretty exciting. Yeah. So, what we're going to talk about now, maybe you're about to leave your house, and you're about to throw some food in the microwave. Heat it up, get ready to go. Could be. You could have already left. Who knows? I'm going to tell you the things not to microwave. These are the things that you should never put in a microwave. Chinese takeout containers is one. It's got metal on it, even the small amounts of metal that are on Chinese takeout containers.
The paper, like the little box thing. Okay.
Well, it's got the little handle on it.
Yeah.
Don't put those in there because that metal is enough to make your microwave go haywire. So dump that in a bowl, in a microwave-safe bowl, and heat it up that way and then scarf it down. Plastic containers is another one. Here's why. Many plastics contain chemicals in them that can leach into your food when the plastic is heated up in a microwave. So if you have plastic bowls that are BPA free, those are a little better. But either way, you want to try and use a plate, paper plate, glass bowl, something like that. Try to avoid putting plastic in your microwave. Styrofoam containers are probably one of the worst because they can release very harmful chemicals into your food when heated up. So dump those onto a different dish.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And my thing with styrofoam is we used to use styrofoam plates instead of paper plates at our house. And so when I was a kid, now I'm probably going to die from like styrofoam poisoning or something because I heat everything up on it. I'd make little quesadillas and the cheese would melt out and the styrofoam would stick to the cheese and I'd just eat it. It was awful. So don't use
that
styrofoam.
Explains a lot.
Don't
eat styrofoam either.
Right. I mean,
Though it's got cheese on it, but it might be good. It might be tasty.
You know how you've probably done that. We've all done that, and the styrofoam burns a little bit because you know if it's a cheese, it kind of burns the plate a little, and that's
it melts. I mean, styrofoam melts when it gets hot.
Yeah. Well, dang.
Another one. Certain nice plates. Fancy china, that kind of thing that has a metallic trimming on it. You want to keep that out of your microwave because the metallic trimming can still react with the microwave and cause it to, you know, the sparks and that kind of thing to fly. And obviously you don't want that. So watch out for metallic trimming and decoration on your nice glass plates, that sort of thing. Travel mugs, stainless steel.
Don't put a Yeti in there.
No, don't put a Yeti in your microwave. Or plastic. Don't microwave a plastic travel mug either. Because microwaves react differently. The heat from a microwave reacts differently with plastic than, say, pouring hot coffee in it would. And it can really, those chemicals can seep into the coffee that you're drinking and make you sick. And don't want that.
Well, we do put coffee in styrofoam cups, right?
Yeah, but just don't microwave the cup. Don't heat up your coffee in it then.
Right. So cups of water, when plain water is heated up in a microwave in a ceramic or glass container for too long, the water can become superheated. And then when you move the cup, the heat releases violently and can start to boil when the cup starts moving. So that can be, people can get third degree burns and stuff on their hands from moving that after it's heated up. Cause microwaves, the way they heat stuff isn't the same as like an oven. They shake the molecules in your food to make it friction heated up from inside. That's kind of the way that works. And so when he does that with water and then you move that, it sends kind of a chain reaction and the water will start boiling, which can boil over the cup and burn your hand. And we'll do, I guess we got one or two more.
That last one's pretty interesting.
The one about the water?
Not the water. I'm talking about the last one on that list. I peeked.
So nothing with food or liquid to absorb the microwaves. The magnetron, which is what makes the microwave function, ends up absorbing the microwaves instead of the food, which can damage your microwave and even start a fire.
Well, what that means is nothing. If you don't put anything in the microwave and you just start it, it'll start to melt the inside of your microwave. And that happened. We lost a microwave because the microwave was turned on and it melted the inside of the microwave.
I'd like to ask how that happened sometime.
I think you probably know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Back to wrap things up here in a second. 7:40 now.
It's Scott Walker. Guys, have you noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive? It could be low T or something else, like sleep apnea or even low thyroid. Start your year healthier with a quick and easy health assessment at Low T Center. They treat more than low T, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, and more. It's covered by most health insurance. If you've been feeling tired and grumpy, have weight gain and loss of muscle mass, call Low T Center, 615-603-3542. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Hathaway's Demo Construction and Environmental Services, your one-stop shop to get your home in tip-top shape. Construction, lawn and landscaping maintenance, and more. Call 615-541-3996. 615-541-3996.
MTSU College of Liberal Arts, together with Ascend Federal Credit Union, presents MTSU Arts, your ticket to hundreds of visual and performing arts events held on MTSU campus each year. Become a member of the MTSU Arts Patron Society for the 2019-2020 season and enjoy member-only benefits, including special events, exhibits, and performances. Visit mtsuarts.com to learn more and join today.
Fleet Feet Murfreesboro is locally owned and operated, dedicated to providing superior fit, function, and style for Middle Tennessee runners and all fitness enthusiasts. This is Fleet Feet owner Krista Dugosh. We focus on providing you with the running and walking shoes that fit properly. Come see us at Fleet Feet, next door to Carrabba's.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro.
It's a great time to book an auction for 2020. Dates are filling up fast for spring and summer auctions. The Maples team will be happy to come to your property and do a free, no-obligation analysis to determine if an auction is the best option for you. More information at MaplesRealtyAndAuction.com or call 615-896-4740.
Maples Realty and Auction.
Don't let hip, neck, or back pain linger. Visit Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
You don't want to let a nagging pain become a chronic problem.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42, waking up the Murfreesboro, Rutherford County area with fun, exciting information all morning long.
Tantalizing conversation, if you will.
Just good talk.
There you go.
And good times.
And good talk.
For all.
Good times. Where do we get good times?
I don't know. I'm not having a good time. Except that segment where you busted on me all morning. But anyway.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah. How many segments have we had where you guys have busted on me?
Well, there's just so much to work with there. Time to talk about our friends over at Junior's Foodland at 323 East Main, just off of the square, where they've got big savings on boneless ribeye steak for just $8.99 per pound. How about Boston butt pork roast, $1.49 per pound. Top round, just $3.49 per pound at Junior's Foodland in the meat department. Sweet and juicy cantaloupes are just two for $3. Iceberg lettuce, $1.19 each. And Washington State apples. Let's see, Granny Smith, Red Delicious, other varieties there, just 79 cents per pound. Some of the savings that you'll find at Junior's Foodland. And be sure to like their Facebook page to keep up with their weekly specials. The best deals in town, can't beat it. Speaking of this month being Frozen Food Month, I want to remind you, the month of March is Frozen Food Month, that you can pick five for $19.99. That means you can mix and match any five meat and frozen items for just, you got it, $19.99. And John's sister actually did that, he told us last week.
Yes, yes.
Good
great,
deals.
Great deal.
And that's Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off of the square.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
Me too. What have we learned today?
I learned I'm going to write a tell-all book on the Brian Barrett story. Unauthorized, you know. autobiography.
It won't be an autobiography.
The unauthorized biography of Brian Barrett.
Yes. And what do we need to call it? We need to get a name for it.
The dark
hey,
side.
Hey, hi, hello there.
Hey, hi, and hello there.
Yeah, that would be catchy. I like that. Yeah.
Hey, hi, and hello there, the unauthorized biography of one Brian Barrett.
Did you learn anything there, wise guy?
I learned not to microwave nothing.